So, sixth string open twice, fourth fret, fifth string second fret, fourth fret, back to the second fret, then back to the sixth string fourth fret, and then open. So, then this. This is the third string seventh fret, followed by the sixth, fourth, then wait, then give me the second fret, and then the first fret. Then we go up the neck for this. Now for this, my fourth finger, my little finger, is on the second string 12th, and I'm hitting the third string 11th fret with my third and bending it, and then unbending it. And then I go to this. This is my first finger, fourth, third, and second strings 7th. So we have, and then, now this was my first finger going to the third string 7th, and my third finger on the fourth string 9th. I'll hit those two together, and move it down to my first fingers in the fourth fret, putting my third finger in the 6th. Keep them down, and then hit your first two strings opened with an upstroke. Then right after that, we have this note. First string, 7th fret. Then we'll have... Now this is a slide on the 2nd string, 12th to 14th fret. Then I'll go to the 1st string, 12th fret with my 1st. Hit it twice. Come back to that 2nd string, 14th fret. 1st string, 12th. And then back to the 2nd string, 14th. Hit it and hold it. He also has a vibrato on his 335, but he's not being real extreme with it like a dive bomb. He's just kind of lightly just in and out of tune with it. So don't be too radical with it if you want to use it. If not, you can use a finger vibrato. Just move the string up and down. So here's what we have so far, this opening intro. So get that down, come back here. I want to point out one variation that he does in the live version that you might be interested in doing.